Amad Aleph. Let us start again from the Mishnah. Mi shehechshech loy baderech. A person was on a derech and it got late. Noisein kisoy lenochri. So he gives his kiss. If there's a goy around, he gives the kiss to the goy and he tells the goy to carry it for him. Vim ein imay nochri. What if there's no goy there? The Chodesh Aviv is medayik. It should have said vim ein sham nochri. What's vim ein imay nochri? So he wants to say two halachas from this diyuk. Halacha number one, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down la halacha also. Vim ein imay nochri means that the goy has to be imay. That means he has to be friendly with them, trustworthy. If there's a goy there, but he'll give the goy the kiss, and that'll be the last he'll see of the kiss, so that's called ein imay nochri. There's no goy together with him. Also, he says that even though if he'll wait a little longer, a goy might come, it has to be imay. If there's a goy here right now, that's good. And if there's no goy here right now, we use the next alternative. Meinichoi ala chamoyer. So he puts his kiss on the chamoyer, and we'll see later on Kufnun Gimel Amid Beis how that works. But the chamoyer will be carrying his kiss. Higia lechotzer achitzayne. What is the, when he reaches the ear, he was badere. Higia lechotzer achitzayne, he reaches the most outermost chotzer of the ear. This is the first mokim hamishtama. Is noitel asakelem hanitlem b'shabbos. When the chamer enters this chotzer, he takes off the kelim which are not mukze. And here the chiddush is, one should not think that perhaps this is a tiltul shaloy letzoyrech, which is osa, according to many poiskim. But this is considered letzoyrech because the chamer, there's inyan of tzar bal chayim involved. The chamer will be standing there the whole Shabbos with the masui, so this is considered a tiltul letzoyrech. So noitel asakelem anitlem b'shabbos. V'she'enam nitlim b'shabes. What about the kelim which are not nitl b'shabes? The muktzadike kelim that is not permitted to take off. Al tiltul muktze is matir hachavolim. So there he unties the rope. V'hasakin noiflim me'eleim. Zot Rashi mi sheherchich loy baderech noisein kisay lenochi mi ba'oid yoim. Now, we'll see in the Gemara, there's a machlokes harishonim in this, but Rashi seems to hold that the whole heter of telling a goy to carry, that is dafke mi ba'oid yoim, when it is before Shabbos. In Shabbos, it seems Rashi holds this is not permissible. Perhaps because there's two isurim involved. There's one iser of shlichis and another iser of dabar dova. But al kaponim, this is Shitas Rashi. Vim ein imoy, if there is no goy with him, then one puts it on the chamayo. Hayesh imoy, but if there is a goy, lenochi adif, so it's preferable to give to the goy. Kedim meforish b'gemara, the gemara will explain why a goy is better than a chamayo. L'chotzer achitzayne shel ir, shuhu mokayim amishtame rishayim, this is the first mokayim amishtame, ubo lefarek min achamayim. Noitel biyodem e'olav kelem anitlem b'shabbos, so he takes off the kelem which are not mukze. V'she'ein itlem, mater achavolem shel oikev she'en kshurim behem, v'hasakim noiflem. Fregt de Gemara, mei taimo shoru le rabbonon le meisev kisei le nochi. Why were the rabbonon matter that he should give his kiss to the goy? In Rashi explains, v'rei hu shluchoi lisoeno b'shabes. Here we see from Rashi a yisoid, mistometz ad rabbonon, that lechumre we say, yeshlichus la'akum, and so even though he's telling him Erev Shabbos, But since he's doing it for him in Shabbos, so there's a din of Shluchei Shel Adam Kemaisai, and it is considered Ki'ilu, he's doing it. So my time Shogi Le Rabbonon Lemeisev Kisei Lenochi. The Rishainim speak out, even though in the first Peirik, this, the Shitas Beisili, one is permitted to give to a Goy before Shabbos. That is only when the Goy is a Kablan, and he's doing it whenever he wants to do it. So that's not, there's no Inyan of Shlichas. But here I'm telling the Goy to carry for me in Shabbos. So here there's an Inyan of Shlichas. So the Gemara asks, so why is this permissible? And for the Gemara, Kim lohu l'rabbonon, we have to be boicher harab miyutai. The Rabbonon realized, Ein Adam mamid atzmoy al mamoinoi. A person is not mamid atzmoy al mamoinoi. So we mentioned yesterday, the Ramban says pshat, that the Nisoyin here is a meiridik in Nisoyin, that he has his money in his hand. And if you won't give him any heterim, and you'll tell him he has to do ki iker adin, so you're telling him to throw away his money. Ein adam amid atzme al mamoine, a person is not v'koyach to be aimed in such an esoyin, to throw away his money, leave it there. That's how the Ramban learns. Rashi v'aistachos nitazoy, mamid atzme nochmer, not only he can't be mamid atzme to throw away his money, that means even if it's not in his hands, but if there's a way he could be matzal his mom, and he also won't be mamid atzmai. Eloi sharislai, if you will not permit him to tell the guy to take it, so you know what is going to happen, so you're taking away all the Eifanei HaHeter, this is also, this is also, is Osili Suyidaud Amis B'Shusarab. So this person, out of desperation, Fa'afalan, so he'll carry Dalad Amis B'Shusarab, therefore they were matter. In order to avoid the Chilul Shabbos, the Yeraise of Dalad Amis B'Shusarab, they said it is preferable to give it to the guy. There is a shaila. What is bisman hazeh? The Magen Avraham speaks about the shaila. Bisman hazeh, if you don't have an emissary rishus harabim. So a meile, so here, maybe here dach meyozayim from. He says the whole reason they were matter, they wanted to avoid the chilul Shabbos the yiraise. So a meile, they were matter this. But here, if the saivus, they won't be a chilul Shabbos the yiraise. There'll only be a chilul Shabbos the Rabban if he carries himself, so perhaps over here, we're not matter or isurim. We tell him to be frum. And if he won't listen, it's eich nish zugefellach. The Magen Avraham is misupik. If they were matter bizman hazeh, the Mishnah Berurah la'aloche says, bin sum deliyor rabbe, that even bizman hazeh, they also were matter, because we're also gaining. What are we gaining? If he gives it to the goy, the guy will carry it, it's a shvus to shvus. If he'll carry it himself, it's one shvus. We're still gaining. It is better to be matter him, to be boicher harabim miyutai, to be matter him to tell the guy to take it in erishus harabim derabonim, than to take away all eitzes and he'll be nirshul himself in mavir daud amis in erishus harabim derabonim. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, Davke kisoy. The Mishnah said, nice and kisoy lenochi. His wallet. The wallet is permitted to give to a goy, to tell a goy to carry. Avo mitziyeh loy. Over a mitziyeh, and a mitziyeh, there's no heter. Zogt Rashi, what is the chilek between kisoy and a mitziyeh? Davke kisoy. Because by kisoy de kivin de torach bo, he was teireyach, sheidei teireyach umistaker. Kisei means that's the money he made in business. No, there was, this involved many tirches. Is chayis aloh. The kisei is the mekoyach hanisoyin. So much tirche was put in, and now we should be mevater. So this, it had to be matter. But a metziah, like a metziah that there was no tirche, so memele, yeah, if it's mutter, it's mutter, if you tell me it's osa, can ich bashtein zu sein frum? Frag die Gemara, pshite, why do you need a member of Rove, Oma, Rove, Kisoi tnan? Steht doch in der Mishne Kisoi. So the Gemara answers, Mao de taim hu adin afilu metziye. I would think metziye is also mutter. I diktoni kisa yulcha de milsa ktoni. I mean, everyone has metziyes. Kamash melon, that a metziye is also. The loy amoron, ela de loy osi liyote. That's why we said a metziye is also. The loy osi liyote. He didn't pick it up yet. That means there's a metziah on the floor, and the shaila is he should tell the guy, is he permitted to tell the guy to pick up this metziah? So that Rav said, no, listen, there was no tirche, garnished, this will be from with him. This will go, l'fiyoy mekadin, and we won't be matter. Avol osei liyode, he picked it up already. So it's his, it's kikisei domi. Then they weren't mavchin already. That this came aidei tirche, this didn't come aidei tirche. If it's his already, then they were matter. That is the first lashon of Rove. Ike da amri, boi Rove, mitziya habo liyodai mal. Rove cleared it for a shayla. Kivin da osa liyodai kikisei domi. Since he picked it up, so just like he say, I don't make even the light torach bolav kiki say dom. Take from a mele. So the second lashon of rove, klal da shaila. What's the din by boli yodai? It's very interesting. The Rabbeinu Chananu says v'chol teiku de isure lechumra. Help was tutzach do. The Rishayim achilek and the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rishayim taine that according to the first lashon, if it's osa liyodei, it's muta. And according to the second lashon, it's asavik if it's muta. And the whole thing is asavik the rabbanon. So the Rishayim are meikul by osa liyodei. Rabbeinu Chananel was machma. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. V'loy amoron the metziya loy. Ela de loy osay liyodei kaidem shetechshach v'loy higviya v'loy zochabo. That what we said, that metziya is osa, is speaking about loy osa liyodei kaidem shetechshach. He didn't pick it up kaidem shetechshach. V'loy osa liyodei v'loy higviya. V'loi zachaba. It's a merdik arichas haloshen over here. Tvich l'shaynis. Le osu liyodai, le higbiya, v'loi zachaba. L'cheir all of them mean the same thing. So then the halacha is that metziya is osa. Now, from this gemara, there's a merdik machlaikis harishaynim. The piskei harid is medayik as follows. What is the story of metziah? The story of metziah is, Rashi says, that he didn't pick it up koidim shetechshach. So memele, so what is the story? So the story is that in Shabbos, he's telling the guy, please pick up this, he didn't pick it up koidim shetechshach. Le'osu le'yodei koidim shetechshach, le'igbiya v'le'i zochebo. So memele, he didn't pick it up koidim shetechshach. So now it's Techshach, so he's telling the guy, please pick it up. And the halach is, no, it's le'osu liyodei, it's le'chayis halach, you're not allowed to tell the guy, in Shabbos, take it. Obo v'aisachois kisoi, his own money, he's permitted to tell the guy in Shabbos. As able to besides give his. And this, that's what the Taisus Rid brings a raya from this Gemara. Not like Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Noisin kisei lenochi mi ba'oid yoim. Rashi asad kisei mishetechshach. That's Rashi in the Mishnah. The Piskei Arit brings a raya from Metziah. Metziah speaking about V'loy osa liyodei kaidim shetachshach V'loy yigbiya V'loy zachaba. Then Metziah is osa B'kisa is muta. This is the raya. This is the svaras of Piskei Arit. This is Shitas HaRosh. And this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. That by Kisai, Afilu Mishetachshach is also muta to tell the guy. The Ritva Taina is that it's no raya at all. That Metziah means he didn't pick it up Koidim Shetachshach, but he wants to tell the guy Koidim Shetachshach. Rashi doesn't say when he told the guy. That means, Metziah means he didn't pick it up Koidim Shetachshach, and he wants to tell the guy Koidim Shetachshach, pick it up for me. So there the din is, Metziah is Oser, and Kisai is Mutter. Aber La'acha Shetachshach could be Afilu Kisai is also Oser. Bekitza, we have Amachloikis HaRishonim, if it is Mutter, Misha Techshach, to tell a guy to carry it for him. Rashi and the Ritva hold that it is Oser, the Piskei Arit, the Rosh, and the Shulchan Aruch, we pass that it is Mutter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ein Imoi Nochri. What if there's no guy with him? What is the next alternative? Taimed ein imay nochi. Ho yesh imay nochi, le nochi yoivlei. My taimed. Why do you give to the guy? Why is the guy better than a chamoy? Lochay revolt efshe given a svare fakert. By a guy there's a musik of shlichis. So when the guy is carrying, it's kilo you're carrying. By the chamoy there's no musik of shlichis. So memele, so why is the guy preferable over the chamoy? So the Gemara says, Chamoyer ato mitzuva al shvisosoi. By a chamoyer, yo mitzuva al shvises l'man yenuach, shoyrcho va chamoyercho. There's a din of shvises behemtoi. Nasei, nochi ato mitzuva al shvisosoi. So me meila with a chamoyer, we are dealing with the arises. We're going to see later we avoid the arises, but al kaponim, the chamoyer is such a sug, that there is a possibility to be over a deraisa. By a guy you'll never be over a deraisa. So therefore, it is preferable to give to a guy. Nochi iato mitzuva al shvisosa. Fine. So therefore we know a guy is better than a chamoy. Now the Gemara declares, what will be the din if you have such a shaila? Chamoyer v'cheresh shayte v'kotten. You have a cheresh shayte v'kotten who are yidin. There's a similarity. A cheresh shayte v'kotten, you also ato mitzuva al shvisos. There's a leisachilum. Let's speak about the leisachilum. There's a leisachilum d'iraisa to tell a kotten and a cheresh and shayte. There's also ato mitzuva al shvisos. Ata mitzuva al shvisas chamoyroi. So which one do you do? No, you have to make dreidlach, you shouldn't be over the raises. But both are the same category. So which one are we magdim? And for the gemore, a chamoyr monach loy. Lecheresh shayte vekotten lo yohiv loy. My time, hani odom, hai lav odom. Here we're dealing with people, and here we're not dealing with people. So what's the chilek? Zok Rashi. Hai odom, v'yesh b'minoi shechayiv b'mitzvahs, v'osi lachlufi. If we're going to start giving people already, so memele, so, no, atach yigevim tzayit. Sadden people start, what's the difference? Acheresh azaycha tayit, ashayit azaycha tayit, to differentiate, azayit, azayit. Kebegevim tzanach ayit doichit. So memele, so since they might be machlef and give to a godel who is a mitzuveh, so therefore if one has the opportunity, he puts it better on the chamoyer. Zok the Gemara weiter. Cheresh v'shoite. What if you have with you a cheresh and a shoite? Which one do you give first? And for the Gemara, l'shoite. What is the difference between a shayt and a cheresh? Zok Rashi, le shayt yoyt, the less lay das klal. A shayt doesn't have any das whatsoever. Aval cheresh dato klishto islay. A cheresh has some das, we'll see later. It's a dato klishto, some emele, so it's preferable to give someone who's bachlal a lav bar das. So that's better than a cheresh. Shaita v'katn, the shaita, also the same thing. Sicha katn is also das klishte. A shaita is b'chal alav bar das. Iboy ilohu, cheresh v'katn mai. What is if you have a cheresh and a katn? So b'emes and a cheresh and a katn, both of them are das klishte. They don't have, they have some das. Not a das gemure. So memele, so which one do you give? Zok de gemore alibe de Rabbi Eleza loiti boiloch. According to Rabbi Eleza, is nishto avos zeklar. Besanye. Rabbi Yitzrok oimer mishum Rabbi Eleza trumas cheresh, if a cheresh is mafrish trume, loisei tse lechulen. So this trume has kedushas trume misafik. Zok Rashi lo yisei tse lochulin vahav ye trume lesa lezorim. It has that in trume that one shouldn't give it to a zor. V'yachzer v'yitrein hapikeyach hecheres. Now hapikeyach has to be mafresh again, misofik. Shu mibnei shuhu sofik. Shuhu sofik idas tse lutohi iloi. Rabbi Elazar holds a cheresh is not a vadai lav bardas. A cheresh is on the borderline. It matters. Some charoshim are a bardas, some charoshim a lav bardas. So therefore, if a cheresh is mafresh trume, it's also lezorim. It's sofik trume. So memele ule Rabbi Yitzchok zegt Rashi. So according to Rabbi Yitzchok, vadai lekotn yoivle. You'll zeche give it to a kotn. The lav bar mitzvah. The leila cheresh, the sofik chayev b'mitzvah. As a cheresh is a sofik chayev b'mitzvah. So memele, so will zeche not tell the cheresh to take it. No shayla whatsoever. There's a meire dike diuk from this Rashi, that is Vas Emes is Medayik. Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yitzchok, if you have a sofik, you have a cotton or a cheresh, you ziche give it to the cotton, because the cotton is a ziche alav bar mitzvah, and a cheresh is a sofik bar mitzvah. So we don't give it. Weiss doch eis von Rashi, what if you don't have a cotton? You only have a cheresh. So Vaisais von Rashi, a filu according to Rabbi Yitzchok, you'll give it to the cheresh. Trek the Svas Emes, how could you do such a thing? That's something that I saw over here. This cheresh is he's a sofik bar mitzvah. How could you go and give it to a cheresh? That's the Svas Emes is kasha. The Svas Emes has a very interesting teret. He says, we will see later the sugya, side the cheresh, side the shaita, side the cotton, you do not give it to them to carry behedya. They carry in such an oifen that there's no iso diaraisa with their kind. We'll see later in the Gemara how it is. But they carry in an oifen that there's no iso diaraisa. So the Svas Emes, Rashi held that memele, even though he is a sofik bar mitzvah is cheresh, but lemaisa, when he's carrying, he's only carrying an oifah that's also the rabbana. So if he's the, he's not a bar mitzvah, it's mutter legamri for him. If he is a bar mitzvah, he's oivah nisa the rabbana. So it's weiter as sofik the rabbana lekula. That's how the Svas Emes wants to say pshat and Rashi. But al kofani, but the Gemara says, the shaila that we have, if we have an alternative, a cheresh or a cotton, so according to Rabbi Yitzchok b'shem Rabbi Elazar, you'll zicher go and give it to a cotton, because a cheresh is a sofik, it might be a bardas. Kiti boiloch, the shayla, when you have a shayla, alibe da rabbana. The shayla will be according to Rada Rabbana. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah in Trumis, chamisha lo yitraimu. Five people should not be mafresh trume. Vim tomu, and if they were mafresh, ein trumoson trume. The trume is not trume at all. Eilu heim, cheresh, shoite vekot. So al kaponim, and again alone, we're finished already. We see the chachomim, achoylik, and Rabbi Eliezer. They hold that if a cheresh is toirem, it's ein trumoson trume. It's garnish mit garnish. So we see that a cheresh is a lav bardas. A cheresh is similar to a cotton. So according to the chachamim, we're back to our shayla. So if there's a cheresh or a cotton, which one is preferable to give to? But the Gemara brings down the whole Mishnah of it. So first we have three, chamisha leitchem, a cheresh eitv a cotton. Va'atayrem eshein eisholoi. If a person was mafresh trume from someone else's tvuah, so he can't make a chalais afrosh, if it's not his tvuah, he can't be mafresh trume. V'nochi shetoram eshel Yisrael afilu b'rshusoi. If a yid made a goy a shliach to be toirem trume, ein trumosai trume. The trume is not a trume. So memele, so that is the shayla of the Gemara. Mai lecheresh yoiv lei. Do you give to the cheresh the cotton osi lechlal das? Both of them are das klishte, but the cotton is osi lechlal das. That's me the chdusher answer. So there's a svara duma osi lemisrach already. So memele, since it's osi lechlal das, so there's duma osi lemisrach. He might remember, but I had toch getrogen in sein jüngere Jahren. So memele, it's preferable to go and give to a cheresh. I do me le cotton yoiv le de cheresh osi lachlufi be godel pikeya. Maybe about the cotton is dach a klein ingele. So everyone sees he's a cotton. This cheresh is dach a greise mensch. Who knows that he's a cheresh? He didn't walk with his hearing aid in Shabbos, and from the vitans he looks like a yid. And is that me gitz a yid osi lachlufi? Or the nice and alone. Osi lachlufi be godel pikeya. Ikre da amri lecheresh yoiv lei. Others say it's preferable give to a cheresh. A cheresh is better than a cotton because a cotton is osi lechlal das. Ikre da amri lecotton yoiv lei. Others say you can give to a cotton. Lahaloche. So we paskin can do whatever you want. He says, fakir, the Gemara was not machriya. So you can give either to a cheresh, to either one you want. Let us see Rashi. Alibe de Rabbono, the Omri lav daite tzilusei. The Chachomim say that he does not have a das tzilusei. That is so. Ule'in ye mitzviz harehu ki cotton is equivalent to a cotton. V'toirem esha'eina yisheloi b'loi rishus, without the rishus of the Baal HaTvua, the received Tvuas Zaracho. One can only be mafresh the trume from his own tvua. Need a bailis on the tvua in order to be mafresh trume. The cheresh shoite v'kotten. What's wrong with them? The chsiv asher yidvenu liboy sheyesh loy leiv lehisnade. He says trume needs nedivis aleiv, and leiv mistama means seichel or das. So memele, you need to be yeshloi leivli snadev bahashash yerushalmi. That is the chesorin of chereshay tevekot. Afilu bershus by a goy afilu bershus. The shliches mehechi yisrabi. How do you know bechlal that is an inyan of shliches? Michein torimu gam atem. So we learn now from the gam l'rabbi shluchachem. So you could be toirem and gam, your shliach. But we learn that the gam is dum yida'atem. Ma'atem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris, sememele, so a goy cannot be a shliach. Zogt Taisvis. The Taisvis and Amad Aleph will come back after we learn the Gemara later. But let us first see these two Taisvis. Kiti Boilach Halibe de Rabon. Lera Shaila Loite Rabon. Hochi Mashme de Haloche Ke Rabon. He says the whole Shaila. The whole Shaila of Cheresh. Mkotten. The whole Shaila of Cheresh Mkotten. The whole shaila that the Gemara clears is clear tzich no loyta chachome. Loyta Rabbi Lezer is not what the clear. So mash med alohi ke rabono. If we pass on at Rabbi Lezer, so this clears to the chashaila, it's not negeya. So meseches yevon mespeiri kheresh mash med alohi ke Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbi says, mahatm vi Rabbi Lezer. The svila rabchiyya barashi, omar shmu kevoset. And here the Gemara's whole shaila of cheresh v'kotn klerzach no loyta rabbonon, and we clear the shaila by stachois that the shaila is only negeya the rabbonon. The svas emes tainis according to Rashi, we were medayik from Rashi that what if you'll have a cheresh alone, you'll give it to the cheresh. Because since the Malache is a suffix, the Rabbonon, the Malache is a Rabbonon. And he, this is a suffix, if he's a Bar Mitzvah or not, so Memele, so you could give it to the Cheresh. Now, a cotton is better than a Cheresh. Because a cotton is a Vadai Nishkan Bar Mitzvah. Zuktes Fas Emes, so Lachayre, according to Rashi, we could clear the same shaila according to Rabbi Lezer also. What'll be the shaila? If you have a vadai cheresh and a sofik cotton sofik godel. I don't know when is bar mitzvah. If the bar mitzvah is yeva cotton, that means like this. I don't know if his bar mitzvah is Shabbos and become a, he was born by Nashmoshes. I don't know if he'll become a godel Shabbos or become a godel Sunday. So this one, the cotton is a sofik cotton sofik godel, sofik bar mitzvah. The cheresh is also a suffix bar mitzvah. Kemitz declare in the shayla, so they're both equal. Kemitz declare in the shayla. The cotton, you give it to the cotton, you don't give it to the cheresh because osi lachlufi, or you don't give it to the cotton, osi lachlal das. Al koponim, the gemore shayla, according to Rashi, but we can declare and I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer also. In Taisvis is a pismedayik that the hell at Rabbi Lezer, there's nothing but to clear. So he says, Vaistais, Taisvis disagrees with Rashi, and you'll never give it to a cheresh if there'll be a cheresh alone. That's what the Sfas Emes wants to say. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok. Oy da cheres hoiso. The Mishneh gave us two alternatives. Preferably, you give it to a goy. You don't have a goy, you give it to a chamoyer, you put on the chamoyer. Or the chereshet of the cotton. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok oida chereshoisa. There's another eitzer. Leirotzu lechachomim legaloisa. But the Mishnah didn't say this eitzer. My oida chereshoisa. What is this other eitzer? Meilichai poches midaladamis. There's another eitzer. The shaila, we want to prevent that this person should not become a mechalo Shabbos. You'll shut all the doors for him. So meile he's going to carry daladamis b'shus harabim. The time said brennen gehenim. He might as well get home quicker. So meile, so they were mata poches midaladamis. Fregt de Gemara, mai lei rotzu chachomim legaloisa. Why didn't the chachomim want to be megala this heter? Mishum kvoid alekim hester dova. Kvoid melochim chaker dova. Zogt Rashi. Oida cheres oiso takone lekis lahatzile. There's another eitzah for a kiss. Ba mai lei rotzu legaloisa. Bahalim divrei Torah. If it's halacha, it's muta. So why did they want to be megala? Kvoid alekim hester dofa. Muta lahaster divrei Torah. sometimes it's permissible to be master divrei Torah, not to tell out all the heterim, lechvoit shemayim. If a kvoit shemayim will be involved, we'll see how wide is a kvoit shemayim. So then, daf min altsnit zog. Chvoit melochim chaker dover. Oba ein lahaste lechvoit oisher odom achshivusoi. Means if you'll tell the letter of the law, you'll tell the halacha, some emela, you'll have an odom osher, an odom choshuv, that there'll be a psazoi. They'll be hurt somehow through the halacha. Elashayv etachakrei. No, it's kvoid melachim chaker dava, but kvoid alekim haster dava. Frakti gemara v'ochi my kvoid alekim ike. Dilma osi lasuye dalad ames peshus harab. Now this is a very, very dangerous oifen aheta. You have to carry dalad ames pachis mi dalad ames peshus harab. Is Memele, this is a very dangerous affair. So Memele, the Mishneh, which was Goli Lakel, did not want to be Megala this halacha. Later in the Gemara, what was Megala given? But not in the Mishneh. Now this ether of poches midaladames, the Mishneh Berurah brings down, so how do you do it? So it brings down two mahalachim. One mahalach is that, let's say, he walks two ames, and he stands v'yamoid lofush. He stands to rest a second, and then he goes further. So he's carrying two ames, there was anoche, and then he goes further. Zogt der Mishneh Berurah, ve'af al gav de einoi oimed letzeirech atzmoi lo nuach tzas. He wants to rest now. He has no intentions of resting. Elo kedei shelo yavir dalad ames. Afe lohochi mikri oimed lofesh. That's also called oimed lofesh. I want to stand now. Why do I want to stand? In order to make a hanoche. Even though there's no other reason, that's also called a hanoche, that's called oimed lofush, does not mean he wants to stand to rest. If he wants to stand, if he wants to stop now his tiltul, that's called a hanoche. The yesh machmirin, others hold that this is not sufficient. Shetzorich leishev, in order to carry poches midaldamas, either you have to sit down after every two amis, or iloniach hachefetz, or you put down the chefetz every two amis. It is not permissible to walk two steps and stop and walk again by them. So here we are, machlokes, apoyfke, meisis, meiker adin, stopping is mutter, but there are machmirim that one should either put down the chayfetz or, one should either put down the chayfetz or al kaponim or to sit down. Yeah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, boy bayoim gotshu so. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, boy bayoim mochaku so. Here we are machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, boy bayoim gotshu so. Bayoim sha'olu lalias Hananye ben Chizkiya. In the day when the Chachamim went up to that Aliyah, Rabu divrei beishamer divrei beisilu, v'gozru yutches dovo. That day there were goyzer yutches dovo. V'zu achas mehem hoy. So this was one of the gzeres. Kedamrinem v'peiri kame noisein kisoy lenochri, boy ba'yoin gozru sheloy yelichenu poches midaladam. They were geyser that he should not be meilech poches midalad ames im yesham nochi. That was one of the yutches dov. Oy sayim that they hirbu siyog latayre b'mida gedusha. They made many siyogim latayre b'mida gedusha, an overflowing midah. V'yofem modadu. And this was very good to do. La harbois geder b'Yisrael. This was gedorim, Shmartam es mishmarti, asu mishmeres le mishmarti. So a gewaldike tog, 18 gzeres they made, an abundance of gzeres, which was adovo toiv miyoy. That's what Rabbi Lezal. Rabbi Yeshua imel boi ba yoyim mochak uso. Bemide mechuke modedu boi ba yoyim. A mide, that means they leveled the mide. Shehirbu ligzer yoysa midai. They made too many gzeres that day. Ve'ein yechaylam lamed b'gzeirosim. These were gzeres that the tzibah zan yechaylam lamed. Umitoich kach oivrim al divrei teire. So this ribuy gzeres will make that the oivah al divrei teire. Nimtzeis midosam mechukel mitfifosa. That means it was a little overflowing, which was good. And by adding another gzeire, so fakel, so they made it now level. They leveled it off. V'toiv oyolam liyes midosam tvufe. It was better. It doesn't have to be gdushe. It could be tvufe. A little overflow. By adding on another gzeire, so memele, so now you lost your mida tzvuf, and now it's mechuk, and now it's left. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua held, this was going overboard. This was not l'tayelus. Tanya, moshul de Rabbi Leza l'mo adovo doima. According to Rabbi Leza, what is pshat in this gzeire? Lekupe meleya kshuyim v'diluyim. You have a kupe that's full of kshuyim v'diluyim. No, it's full. Adam noisein l'soicha chardol. You can put karinim of chardol, even though it's full of kishuyim and gluyim, but there's still empty spaces. There's place for more. You can still fill up the kupe. V'him achzekes, and it'll hold more. You'll have your kishuyim and gluyim, and you'll have your chardol also. Moshe de Rabbi Yeshua l'mo'adov odoyme l'areivo meleyo dvash. Yet an areve that was full of dvash, it was full to the brim. Noisin l'soicha rimoinim v'goizim. Now he goes and puts into this areva rimoinim v'goizim. So you know what happens? V'himikiyo, so it'll overflow. So what did he do? He puts in that goizim, so the dvash is heilich li'ibud. Rabbi Yeshua held, they went too far. Zot Rashi, v'imarzekes es achardol. It'll hold the chardol also. Shenayfel achardol bein hakishuyim. Afkan yofe tiknu. V'yisifu dover hamiskayim. Fakel, this is a very good gzeire. V'imekiyo es hadvash. Sh'af bo, sh'hoye bo rishin. There was a dvash there and that's going to spill out. Af eilu ayyidei gzeirosom gozru gomu lav. Why? V'shem olo yamin es hanochi. Maybe he won't trust the guy. V'heim lo yitir lelichi pochis pochis mi'arbam. V'odom eini ma'amid atzmi al mamoy nevosi lesuye daladam. So I had a ha'orah on this Rashi. We had mentioned in the beginning of this year, the Chodesh Ha'oviv says pshat in the Mishnah, mi noisen v'imein imoy nochi. So he's medayik imoy, it means an ochi that he trusts. And that's how the Mishnah Berura paskins la'alocha also. If you have a goy that you don't trust, that's called you have a goy. And here Rashi says that there'll be a goy that he won't trust, Hashem lo yamin es anochi, and they behem loy itiru lichapochis pochis me'arbe. I mean, Rashi means if there's a goy, they won't matter any other way. So l'chay, if he doesn't trust the goy, l'chay, they are matter. I found Baruch Hashem the Sfasemis is Moira the San Rashi. He asks me Svara the Namshi. He says, if there's a guy that you don't trust, so there's no guy. I mean, you don't have, that's not called you have a guy. So there it should be Mutter. Al Kapon, we have a Moira the Karashi. Rashi by says, halt nit a zoi. A guy that you don't trust is still a guy. And Kozman, there's a guy here, nothing else is Mutter. Zaktais. Boy bayoim gotchu so noisen le soicha chardu vehi machzeke ochinami kishe gozru yud ches dova hoisa chaseira gzeira zu. It was still missing this gzeira shall noisen kise lenochi not to be go poches poches laudamis. Acha gozru aleo. Till they added on this gzeira also. Umolu asole gamri kemoish and nosnu chalda lasoiche. This year they filled up the saw, keilu they when nosnu chalda lasoiche. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Rabbi Yeshua says, boy bayoim moch kuso. So Taisus does not learn like Rashi. Noisem l'soicha egoizim v'rimoinim v'hi mekiyem. K'may kain. Koidem shegozru al nesinas kis l'nochi. Hoyum eton leilicha pochis pochis midalad amas. Before this gzeire, they were permitted to go pochis pochis midalad amas. Mitoich kach osi lasuyei dalad amas. Kareva shahoisa mikiyah. That means there was an areva with a goizim v'remoinim in it, and it was overflowing. That means there was too many etere. Ad shehisiru a goizim v'remoinim. They took out a goizim v'remoinim. Acha shehisiru a goizim v'remoinim. Shuv lo yekiyah yoisa. Kach shegozli tankisun lenochi osru nami loich poches poches medal adamis. So memele, now we're assured that he won't be either on the Issa of Mavir Baladamas. Ashte Zuktaisvis, Rabbi Lezid, Rabbi Yeshua Shneim Lishvach. Both of them are being Meshabeyach, this Zayra. But like a Perish Hakuntris, the Perish Rabbi Yeshua Damash, like also hating, Shehirbu Ligza Yaisa Midai. The Lemash Mahochi, be Yerushalmi Bekama de Mechil. Tomar Hosom, Omalei Rabbi Lezer, Ilu Haisa Chaseira, Umaleia, if it was missing something, Umala, Ilu Haisa Chaseira, Mala, Yos. Chavish, Shimaleia, Agoizim, Kol Ma Sha'ata Naisin Lesoicha, Shum Shemim Himach Zekes. So Mela, the more you add, the better it is. Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ilu Haisa Meleya Vechasrua Yos Chavish Himaleya Shemen Kol Mashata Noisen Lesoicha Mayim Himifazeres HaShemen. So Taisus learned Pshat that the Yos is Beloshen Nechuse Faker. So some Mele you don't put in water. Some Mele the Shemen won't be Nispaza. So Taisi says, Vada Rabbanili Shasham le Koshele. The Yerushalmi is not a raiv. Lo Yishayach le Meimed Gabi Maim Kamesh Mephor Shri Gabi Noisen le Soicha Goisen v'Remainim. Here it seems Taisi learns it's Beloshen B'tmiya. You'll put in water, it'll be good, so the Shem is going to fall out. So for Kert, Rabbi Yeshua is tiny Beloshen T'miya. It's Yos, it's a good Tezach, it's Nishkan good Tezach. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amama. Ein imay nachi. What if he doesn't have a goy? Meinichay ala chamer. So he puts it on the chamer. Frag the gemore, v'alei mechamer, v'rachmona oma leisase kol meloch. Now, before we go further, this kedai to be magdim that there are two isurim. There's a mitzvah sasei of shvises behemtoi. This is how the Ramban learns Pshat. L'man yanuach shoircha v'chamoircha. This mitzvah sasev l'man yanuach has nothing to do with the Baal ha-behemah to participate in the meloche. That means you're not allowed to rent your behemah to a goy also, because the goy is going to do meloche. And feltach l'man yanuach. Just like there's a din of shvises kelim, according to Beis Shammai. Your keli is supposed to be a shavis in Shabbos, so your behemah is supposed to be a shavis. So there's a isel, there's a mitzvah sasei of shvises behemtoi. Als this isel, it has to be behemtoi. But if it's not behemtoi, see, not over. There's another isel of mechama. Loisase kol melocha ato behemtecha. This is a lav that you're not allowed to do a meloche, you together with your behemah. Ato b'emtecha, and this really doesn't mean your behema, someone else's behema. Ato b'emtecha, that means if you will, together with a behema, accomplish a meloche, there's a isser of mechama. So memele, so b'etzem there's two isserim. There's an, if it's his behema, it's shvises behemta. Nafilo, it's not his behema, but if he will encourage a behema, you have to guide, you have to, he'll tell the behema to go, so you're making the behema make an akire and the hanoche. So memele, so yoiva al mechama. Frekte gemore, va'aloi mechama. By he puts it on the chamoir, but this is the chamoir. You have to, he doesn't go by himself. You have to tell him what to do. So you're goyrim that the behemoth is doing a malacha. So it's a malacha that's done. Bishut v'shiu ato v'emtecho. V'aloi mechama. So there's an isser of mechama. Let us see Rashi. V'rachmona malaysasaka malacha ato v'emtecho. V'eizo yista malacha. Al hayisuya al yedei shneim, it's a malach of ata b'emtecha, zu hi, shehi to'une, the behema is carrying a masui, v'hu mechamar, and he's being manic the behema. So memeila, what kind of heter do you have to be over on Yisrael the Arise? Omar Rav Abe Bar Abe, at Rav Abe Bar Abe gezogt amoyre dike einfall. Menichoy aleho. You know when he puts it down, kshehim alechas. He puts it down on the behemoth when the behemoth is in the process of walking already, or starting to walk, then he puts the kiss on the behemoth. Now, let us understand what Rav Ada Bar Abba said over here. We heard in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, that akiras gufoy ka akiras chayfetz, v'hanochas gufoy ka hanochas chayfetz, which means as follows. If a person has on himself a masui, he has something in his pocket, and he was standing. Now he starts walking. So between you and me, he's moving his feet. The masui that's in his pocket, that's on his shoulder, he wasn't oiker the masui. The masui was there before and it's still there now. Nothing was done to the masui. What was done? His goof, which before was noch, now became neka. So the Gemara says, akiras gufoi ka akiras chayfetz domi. That by moving his goof, and since when his goof moves, the chayfetz automatically moves with the goof, so the akira that he did with his goof is ke'ilu, he made an akira on the chayfetz. In the same vein, hanochas gufoi ka hanochas chayfetz domi. That when he stops, so it's considered that he made a hanocha on the chayfetz. So memela is like this. If the behemah would be standing still, and he'd put the kiss on the behemah while the behemah is standing still, then he says to the behemah, no, it's time to go. The behemah listens. So memela comes out, the akire that the behemah did is through him. The behemah is oiker and erzok. That's ato b'mtecho. That's the law of mechama. He's making the behemah should be oiker the chayvah. So we took the marvel dal damas b'shusarab. Frag the gemara, so how is this permissible? That was the kashra of mechama. So the gemara says, no, he puts it on the behemah when the behemah started walking already. The behemah started walking without anything. So memela, it's not noch. Now he goes and puts the chayvah. So the behemah continues walking. There never was an akira. It never was noch b'shus harabim. From the behemah, the behemah is a moving object. So memela, since it was never noch, so memela, there's no akir. Fine. Frek de gemor. Fine. So there's no an akire. The behemah is walking, no akire. Frek de gemore, but let's be practical. V'hi efshel de loikaime lahashten mayim lahatel glot. This is the behemah, though. So the behemah be'emtza haderech is going to stop and is going to be matel glolim. So memela good. After the behemah is finished, meredbach to achamoyer. Achamoyer is very uncooperative. The behemah is steitach dolten, weiters, itel glolim, steitach dolten. Now, who's going to tell, who's going to direct the Chamer to gehen weiter. He's going to tell the Chamer, gehen weiter. So he tells the Chamer, no weiter gegangen geht. No, the Chamer, weiter gegangen geht is weiter. Oh, now he made an Akira already. So what did you accomplish? That when you put on the kiss on the Chamer was going. So good. So there was no an Akira mitzad the Chamer. But after the Chamer stops, and I'm going to tell it to go again, so you're going to go and make anoche. V'hike akire v'hanoche. So there's going to be an akire v'hanoche. And for the Gemara, no. Kshima aleches meiniche yole. Nochamo. When she starts going, then you put on the kiss. She haimedes, when she stops, noitloi himen. Then he takes it off. When she stops, he'll take it off. So memele, so what did he happen? Then he'll start walking again. Then he'll tell Chamoel, weiter gegangen. He'll tell the Chamoel to go weiter. No, the Chamoel will start going without the kiss. So memele, then he'll put the kiss on again. So that means he has to, the ganze kopta fliegen in the Chamoel. What's happening with the Chamoel? It's either the money or the Chamoel. So memele, upon him is, anyway, so he has to watch the Chamoel Keseder, all the whims of the Chamoel. If the Chamoel decides to stop, he has to be next to the Chamoel to pick up the kiss. The Chamoel starts walking again, then he puts it up. So memele, so what do we accomplish? We accomplished that there was no Akire mitzad the Chamoel. The Chamoel was never Oikir the Chayfer. What about a hanoche? The Chamer made a hanoche though. The Chamer stopped. The Chamer made a hanoche. No. Zoktach the Rajbe, a hanoche with Adon Akire. So we hear in the first Mishnah by an Odom Amzei Gaser. A hanoche with Adon Akire is no derais already. So Memele is by Behemel, they never asked it already. So Zolos machen a hanoche. The Iker is, in order to have a Teures Meloche, in order to have a Teures Mavir, the Aladamas B'Shusarab, need an Akira and the Hanoche. Here there's no Akiris, because the Behemah will only carry the Chepetz when it's starting to move. So there's no an Akira. Hanoche geht benishtot. That's what the Rajbo says. The Rambam says, no. Rambam says we have to No, the name is like the Adam also. That what the Gemara says, Kshiyaymedes Noitloyhemenu doesn't mean when she stood already. Kshiyaymedes means when he sees she's about to stand, so he takes it off. It helps us to be the Koptafligan, so he has the Mamish, the ganze Koptafligan and the Chamer over there. When he sees it's about to stand, so he takes it off. So there's no Akire and no Hanoch. Oh, that's Gebaldik. So Memele, so here we are, Machloikis, the Rambam and the Rajbe. We'll see later, But the Baal, we here we are, Machloikis, the Rambam and the Rajbe. Before we go further, I'd like to tell over two Ha'oros. Ha'or number one, the Sfas Emes is Ma'ire, we heard in the beginning of Masech the Shabbos, if a person is carrying something in a Rishus Harab, so let's say made in Akire, Akire's Gufak, Akire's Chayfet. Now, Hanoches Gufak, Hanoches Chayfet. What is called Hanoches Gufak, Hanoches Chayfet? If he's Oymed Lofush, that means if he's standing, he wants to stop now, so that's called Hanoches Gufak, Hanoches Gufak, Hanoches Chayfet. What if a person is Oymed Lekatek? He's interested in stopping now. He's carrying a masui, and the masui, he wants to adjust the masui. He's carrying a pekel, it's oimed lekatef, he wants to adjust it. So he has to stop in order to adjust it. But he's stopping. But he's not oimed lofush, he's not standing to rest, he's oimed lekatef. Oimed lekatef does not have a din of hanochas kufa. He didn't stop, he's still in the process of walking. It takes him 10 minutes to adjust the pekel, that's kolnish. That is called he's walking. This is helping him to continue walk. So this is not called a hanoche. Oymed lofush is called a hanoche. Oymed lekatef is not called a hanoche. Frektes was emes, if a behemah is oimed lahashtin lahatul glolim. That's not called oimed lafush. It's called oimed lakatet. So memela, what's bechlal the problem of the Gemara? The Gemara says there's going to be an anoche, then there's going to be a nuakir, and we have problems. Frektes vas emes. This amid is equivalent to oimed lakatet. Azay zakta. So he says a very interesting svara. He says, a person who's a bar das, and he's thinking why he's stopping. Is he stopping to rest? Is he stopping lakate? So the pu'ula of stopping is totally in what he's thinking about. So if his intentions are lakate, so it's not considered he stopped, because he's a bar das. A behemoth doesn't think anything. A behemoth isn't thinking why he's stopping. I mean, when it has to stop, it stops. So memele, the das of a behemoth, even though that's the reason why it is stopping, that is zicha called oimed lofush. That means the das of the reason why I'm stopping, that makes it that I'm not an oimed. That's only by a la bar das. By a bar das, and he says, very interesting, if a person is not interested in stopping, he doesn't want to stop, no, he's forced to stop because of a zaitika reason. That is not called oimed lofush. Oimed lofush means he wants to stop. If he's being forced to stop mitzdodim acherim, that is not called oimed lofush, that's called oimed lakata. But by behemoth, that is a la bar das, so whatever it does, it's called oimed lofush. That's yesod the sfas emes. There's a moiridike kashe, which I saw the Ritva asks on Asugye, apella, only the Ritva asks this kashe, in the Teretz is the mamish muimdik. The Ritva fragt amoyre de kekashe. The Gemara asks the kashe an asugye. Listen, he puts it on the chamoyer. It's machama. The shailas. The Gemara says no problem. He puts the kiss on when it's going. He takes it off when it stops. And thus, he's there. He's involved keseida with the kiss. Don't worry. Nothing. He's not being over any yisurim whatsoever. Fragt the heilige Ritva. Well, we look at the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it seems that the Chamoyer was carrying two things. The Chamoyer was carrying a kiss, Meinichay ala Chamoyer. But the Chamoyer was carrying Hasakin, Chavolim, it comes to the Chotzer, Matera Chavolim, Bahasakim, Noiflim, Olek. The whole Geratzka over here, the Sakim and Chavolim. What happens with the Sakim and Chavolim, he asks? Chamoyer the Kikashe. If he would, every time the baby is going to stop, he's going to untie the chavolim, the sakim are going to fall down. So finish, I'll leave it there. The kelim shenim nitlim, finished. I mean, the mukzah, I'll leave it there. It seems he doesn't do anything. Told Meragain that every time the baby is going to stop, he's going to start doing it. I mean, he won't end up with anything. Frek, the ritvis the chapella. Mamish, it's a pella. So he says, what's with the sakim? The Gemara had a problem with the kiss. There's machama, a moyridike problem. We said an eitzah. Frek the ritva, what's with the sakim? The sakim is also over a machama. When it stops and it goes, so there's an akir and an achir. The ritva says, a moyridike, mechudishdike teretz. He got it from the Taisvas Rid. The Taisvas Rid said even a bigger chiddish, which he didn't want to accept. But he says as follows. Now we're playing around here with two Isuri Deraisa. We're playing around with Machama and Shvises Behemtoi. So he says, the Leichoshiv Machama, Elo Bema Shenosan Oleho Mi Bo'oid Yoim Shetelech B'Shabbos. Whatever was put on the Behemah that it should carry Shabbos, so that's Shvises Behemtoi. That's Mechama. Aval amasui shahoysa olav kol hayoyim. V'loi huncha sham al dashe tigme melachta. El al dashe tigme melachta. When he put on these sakim in the morning, he had intentions, he's putting on these sakim that the behemoth should carry on Shabbos. He would know that there would be a traffic jam. Atagonish gewusst. He put it on that he's going to take it off before Shabbos. So it was put on with an intention to take off.
Upoga bo Shabbos baderech. And now all of a sudden it became Shabbos, and then his behemoth has sakim. Ein kan mishum mechama v'loy mishum shvises behemtoy. Pillei ploy. That b'meila, whatever happens now, since this whole masui, he says, this is shvises behemtoy, if I learn the goya behemoth and another behemoth is going to work with the Shabbos for the shvises behemtoy. Here pshat is, nothing was done with this behemoth that it should work on Shabbos. And so hot peklach apzich. No, hot is peklach. So even though there's an isar of machamer, but the love of machamer is also, when I'm mishtatev in the meloch, it means epis was done l'tzayrich Shabbos. But if it's carrying it from before, no one bothered to untie it. We couldn't untie it, take. So memela, whatever continues to be done in Shabbos, there's no isar of shvises behemtoy, and there's no isar of machamer. That is what the Ritva answers.